talk about tonight. You know, what happened in the legislature this week, obviously. But I want to take some time to begin this month on the addiction and treatment initiatives. For many who have a loved one suffering from addiction, this is particularly a tough time of year. You have candlelight vigil at the State House last night with a few hundred people. I don't even know where to begin with that issue. I mean, it's an issue that it's killing a generation in New Jersey.
It is. And you know, I've been involved in this for over 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, I was 20 years ago on the board at Daytop Village in Mendham, mm-hmm. which is an adolescent drug treatment facility. Ever since that time, this has been a passion of mine. I talked about it when I ran for governor in 2009. And have tried to do the best I can over the course of the last, you know, 7 years nearly now, to be able to do two things. One, to increase the availability of treatment for people. And two, to try to remove and at some point hopefully to lower and at some point hopefully remove the stigma that goes along with it. Because families and the victims of this disease are stigmatized. And so the candlelight vigil last night, we gave out 750 candles last night. Mm-hmm. So we had about that many people in front of the State House. It was a huge crowd, and a very emotional crowd. And what I was trying to do through that last night and some ads I know you've heard here mm-hmm. on 101.5 and some other radio stations in both the New York and Philadelphia area with myself and Pastor Joe Carter from New Hope Baptist Church is to let people know that there's help out there available, the dial 211, mm-hmm. people can direct them. We're going to have a lot more to say about this in the State of the State address and a number of new proposed initiatives and some actions that I'm going to take unilaterally to make this situation of treatment more available to folks. But it is a heartbreaking thing. And I think anybody who has family members, friends, loved ones, colleagues at work who've been affected by this disease just knows that we need to do something. Today I did an event in Walgreens where they're going to set up kiosks in all their stores so people can dispose of their unused prescription drugs.
Right.
Because too many times people get painkillers, other opiates, and other dangerous drugs. They leave them around the house or they dump them down the toilet, which is bad for the environment. And so we're working on that. And there'll be some other things in the prescription drug area that we'll be announcing during the State of the State and right around there. So, listen, none of it matters if you've got a person, and especially in this holiday season, which is why we started to do those radio ads, it's a real trigger for a lot of people.
And the stigma is not just for the addict. It's for the families of the addict.
It's for the families.
Yeah, they're so embarrassed and have no idea, you know, where to go help. Because if you're wrapped up in the middle of that, you think you're the only person that's ever dealt with that before.
Yeah. And listen, and the stigma, quite frankly, is more for the families than it is for the addicts. Mm-hmm. Because the families, you know, people make value judgments.
Right.
Well, you must not have been a good parent.
Right.
You must not have been a good husband or wife. You must not have been a good brother or sister. You know, this is not the truth. But we have made moral judgments on this. Yeah. Now, you know, I spent a good part of my life as a prosecutor. I'm as anti-drug as anybody. Mm-hmm. And we've had conversations about that and phone calls about that over time. But everybody makes mistakes. And once you make a mistake in judgment, there's nobody listening to this call tonight, I suspect, this show, that, you know, hasn't made a mistake in judgment they wish they could take back.
Sure.
They're probably just lucky that didn't involve drugs, or if it did, that they didn't have the type of addictive personality and genetics that caused them to become an addict. That's just Russian roulette.
Yeah.
It's just luck. And so we can't make judgments. I'm not saying people should be forgiven for trying drugs. What I'm saying is that once they do and they become an addict, it's a disease. Just like heart disease, cancer, mm-hmm. diabetes, all of which those have elements of personal conduct which can contribute to them. My mother was a smoker. I've talked often about that and died of lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
My mother completely contributed to her own death. Does that mean we shouldn't have gotten her chemotherapy and radiation and treatment to try to save her life? Right. Of course not. Does it mean that my father was an awful husband or that we were lousy children because she had that addiction? No. It means that my mother had an addiction, a disease that she could not deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we see that all the time in lots of other areas. We don't stigmatize it, but we stigmatize this. So there's going to be a lot more that's going to come after the first of the year. This is going to be one of the two or three big things that I emphasize in my final year as governor. I've been emphasizing it the whole time, but I'm going to put even more of a spotlight on it because we need to.
Yeah. And 2-1.